Butterflies, Landler, here on Kansas Public Radio by Yosef Lahner. That was Ensemble Vine. Good morning. I am Destiny, your host, here on Kansas Public Radio. Thank you for being here. Today we get to learn about the waltz. Yes, indeed. Where did the waltz originate? Well, it actually originated as a Landler, Austrian and German folk dances, as a peasant dance. And that was One for You by Yosef Lahner. The Butterflies, a very pretty way to start our Wednesday. Started as that peasant dance before it turned into the ballroom tune that we know today. This hour, we are going to hear from the double bass. Yes, one of the string instruments that does not get a lot of solo play. But speaking of ballrooms and old forms of things, I thought Gordon Getty's Ancestor Suite might be nice to follow this with, because it's important to remember our ancestors and where things came from. You know, this is based loosely on the story Edgar Allan Poe's Fall of the House of Usher. So there is that ball scene, of course. I was thinking a much nefarious reason, like, oh, it's important to remember our ancestors. Anyhow, if you do know that story, this is the music that Gordon Getty wrote based on it. If not, it's a really interesting listen. There are quite a few waltz moments in here as well. Sir Neville Mariner and Academy of St. Martin in the Fields, Gordon Getty's Ancestor Suite on KPR. The Ancestor Suite, based on Edgar Allan Poe's Fall of the House of Usher by Gordon Getty here on KPR. That was Sir Neville Mariner and Academy of St. Martin in the Fields. We opened this hour with a Landler talking about the origins, or shall we say the ancestor to the waltz, and you heard quite a few waltz tunes in there for the ballroom scene. That's how we know most waltzes today. Well, did you know that the double bass can even waltz too? I've got a little music for you from an instrument that we don't get to hear from very often, one that we hear from quite a bit because, well, there are just so many of them in the orchestra. The violin, yes, the violin and the piano, probably two of the most popular. I have not featured a violin-specific piece for you yet this week, so I thought Beethoven's Violin Romance Number 1 would be nice. We'll take a listen together right now on Kansas Public Radio. The violinist is Philip Kvint, and he is playing with the Minera Symphony Orchestra on Kansas Public Radio. Violin Romance Number 1, composed by Beethoven here on Kansas Public Radio. That was the Mineria Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Carlos Miguel Prieto, the violinist Philip Kvint. Or Philip, for those of you that prefer the American pronunciation. I am Destiny, and you know that Violin Romance, actually, even though it's number 1, it was not composed first. He composed number 2 first, I know, but one got published before the other. We are not done with Beethoven. Next hour, we will hear a feature by him for the horns. Yes, indeed. And then in the third hour, some wind band music. Right now, a string instrument that doesn't often get a lot of solo play, the double bass. This is Waltz Number 9. Yes, the double bass can waltz, by Domenico Dragonetti. The double bassist is Robert Oppelt, and it is right now on KPR. Waltz Number 9, by Domenico Dragonetti, here on Kansas Public Radio, by Robert Oppelt on double bass. Indeed, the double bass can waltz. Fun to hear from some of the other instruments of the orchestra that don't get a lot of solo play. We will hear a lot of wind band music, actually, in the third hour. Lots of circus music. I was in sort of a circus farmyard mood. Actually, our listeners were, so you inspired me to pick that. Next hour, I've got a little more of the classics. Some Haydn, Clementi. A lovely suite to open our 10 a.m. hour. Your $10 or $15 a month may seem small, but it actually makes a big difference here at KPR. Your sustaining gift combined with those of your fellow members all adds up to a big impact over time, and that impact turns into inspiring stories, ideas, and community connections on KPR. You can sustain the future of excellent radio It takes just a few minutes at kansaspublicradio.org. And while you're there, you can fill out a form for Classics by Request and let me know what you would like to hear on the airwaves. You are listening to Kansas Public Radio.
Gonna find.
Explore history as we know it every weekday morning with Morning Edition from NPR News.
Morning Edition is here for you weekdays on KPR from 5 to 9 a.m. featuring Matthew Algio. We are live, we are local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, and KANQ Chanute at 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Support for news here on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, where experts connect across a constellation of campuses and disciplines seeking breakthroughs to address complex health, safety, and economic challenges affecting people everywhere. Details at kansas.ku.edu. It's about 85 degrees and sunny here in Lawrence. It's going to be a hot one today. We are going to step over to NPR for a few minutes of news, and then I'll be back here with you on KPR for more music. Support for NPR comes from the Public Welfare Foundation, committed to advancing a transformative approach to justice that is community-led, restorative, and racially just. Learn more at publicwelfare.org. You are listening to Kansas Public Radio. The Lucille Suite by Andre Gregory here on Kansas Public Radio. That was the Orchestra of Brittany, conducted by Stefan Sanderling. I am Destiny, your host. Welcome to this second hour of classical music on KPR this morning. We talked all about the waltz and where it originated from last hour. A landler is one of the early forms of origination. So we'll hear one more landler this hour in about 25 minutes. Right now, we're going to listen to a lovely symphony by Muzio Clementi. This is Symphony Number 2. Claudio Simone is conducting the Philharmonia Orchestra. Enjoy it with me, now on Kansas Public Radio. Muzio Clementi's Symphony Number 2 here on Kansas Public Radio, featuring Claudio Simone conducting the Philharmonia Orchestra. Clementi was known as a pianist, but wrote quite a few symphonies, this one from the early 1800s. I've got something by Beethoven coming up in about 5 minutes that features the horn, the French horn. Right now, for those of you that have been listening with me since 9 a.m., you know where the waltz originated from. If you're just tuning in, I will tell you that it originated from the Landler, an Austrian folk dance, and we are going to listen to one of those from Haydn's The Season. The Seasons. This is Joseph Haydn. It's Landler, and it's from The Season of Autumn, a true Austrian folk dance. I hope you enjoy listening to it now with me on KPR. Thank you. A Landler by Josef Haydn here on KPR from his Seasons, specifically Autumn. That was Michael Dittrich conducting the Ensemble Bella Musica of Vienna, a group that he founded. You are listening to Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We are 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan, and I've got something for two French horns coming right up for you by Beethoven. There is a mystery surrounding the occasion of this composition. We don't really have a lot of information on it, but the horn parts are so virtuosic that people suspect he must have had some great horn players in mind. So we will take a listen to the Melos Ensemble of London. It's a sextet for two horns and strings, right now by Beethoven on KPR. A sextet for two horns and strings here on Kansas Public Radio by Beethoven. That was the Melos Ensemble of London. Hope you enjoyed that listen. It's fun to get to hear the horns featured. Next hour, we've got some wind band music and music from a zoo, I would say. I would call a farm a zoo in a way. I'm not sure if you would. A circus can also be like a zoo. Got some fun little gems in the 11 o'clock hour. I've got a little bit of extra time this hour, so I thought I would talk to you about the forecast because, you know, I keep an eye on it, but I was reading the National Weather Service, what they're saying. And of course, you know, there's the significant heat wave. Then they say that later in the week, excessive rainfall may bring life-threatening and locally catastrophic flash and urban flooding. Wow. That sounds wrong. I heard that it might rain, but I didn't hear that the chance was that high. So I'm going to have to check the National Weather Service page and see if they really mean this for Topeka. So just ignore that I said that. I'm not really sure that it's true. I think I need a better weather app for you all. It is hot, though. We can all agree on that. The weather is really hot, so I hope that you all stay super hydrated. One of these days, springtime weather will be with us again. Here's some spring music on KPR. A little spring dance for hopefully some cooler weather.
Political and financial chaos, artists still create.
All Things Considered starts for you here on KPR at 3 p.m. and goes till 7 weekdays with Laura Lorson. And yeah, I checked that weather. I checked a different forecast. We are not going to get that much rain, it looks like. Maybe just enough to cool us off a little bit. We are live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3 and KANQ Chanute at 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Support for news on KPR comes from Audio Reader, hosting a donation drive at the Lead Center in Lawrence, Tuesday, July 21st from 4 to 7 p.m., accepting gently used stereo equipment, vinyl records, cassette tapes, and musical instruments. More details at reader.ku.edu/audio sale. It's 1101. This is Kansas Public Radio.
With the internet provider Heritel to launch service in one of Africa's largest and most advanced economies, Amazon is a financial supporter of NPR. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from DuckDuckGo, a private search engine and browser. DuckDuckGo believes AI should be optional and private. Now, with Duck.ai, users can chat privately with AI. Learn more at Duck.ai. You are listening to Kansas Public Radio. Circus Echoes Gallop for Band here on KPR. A.W. Hughes, that was the Great American Main Street Band. To kick off our 11 a.m. hour together here on Kansas Public Radio, I am Destiny. Glad, as always, that you are here with me listening to music. A little fun this hour. We're going to hear about Edward Elgar's Farmyard in about 8 or 9 minutes. Right now, since we opened with a circus, let's stay in the circus theme by a composer, a Schumann, not the one you may know. This is William Schumann, and it is his circus overture. It's really fun. He depicts musically trapeze artists and, you know, the snake charmers, all of those good things that you think of at the circus. So try to imagine that while you're listening to Gerard Schwartz conduct the Seattle Symphony Orchestra in this performance. William Schumann's Circus Overture on KPR. A trip to the circus together here on KPR. That was William Schumann's Circus Overture with Gerard Schwartz and the Seattle Symphony Orchestra. That was a big orchestra. I've got a string symphony coming up for you at the bottom of the hour, and something coming right up for an ensemble of two flutes, oboe, clarinet, and bassoon. You are listening to Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia, and support for classical music on KPR comes from Kansas City PBS, offering educational programs like Daniel Tiger's Neighborhood, Weather Hunters, Carl the Collector, and Lila in the Loop, available on demand in the PBS Kids video app, and the LMH Health Heart Center, providing cardiovascular testing, procedures, and preventative care. More information is available at lmh.org/heart. Up next, Edward Elgar's Harmony Music No. 4, titled Farmyard. Music doesn't attempt to mimic animal sounds. It's just a neatly constructed classical piece, and one wonders if the farmyard is the instruments or what Elgar was thinking. This is for two flutes, oboe, clarinet, and bassoon, the Athena Ensemble. It is right now on KPR. Edward Elgar's Harmony Music No. 4, Farmyard, with the Athena Ensemble, here for you on Kansas Public Radio. Heard from some lovely woodwinds. We will hear from the strings coming up, and it looks like in the noon hour with Jeff, you are going to hear, organ for a chorale by Franck and Paganini's La Primavera. See, spring. Spring is in the air. I wish. It's super hot out. It's about 87 degrees here in Lawrence right now. It is a hot one indeed. All right, let's get into this string music. It is String Symphony No. 11 by Felix Mendelssohn, William Button and the English String Orchestra, right now on Kansas Public Radio. ¶¶ What were you doing at age 14? Well, if you were Mendelssohn, here on Kansas Public Radio in the summer of 1823, you would be composing that String Symphony No. 11. Felix Mendelssohn, indeed, he composed it at just age 14. Incredible. That was the English String Orchestra conducted by William Boughton. Thank you so much for being here with me this morning and listening to music, everybody. I hope you enjoyed all of the selections. I've got a great sponsor to thank before we head on over to the news and more classical music. Support for classical music on Kansas Public Radio comes from KU's Spencer Museum of Art, featuring ancient to contemporary art from around the world. Open to the public Tuesday through Sunday and offering parking validation. Exhibition and event information at spencerart.ku.edu. Yes, please keep listening to Kansas Public Radio. In the noon hour, you get to hear Glazunov's Finnish Fantasy and Michael Murray at the organ for a chorale by Cesar Franck and Paganini's La Primavera. Oh, if only the music, if only the weather were more like spring. It is hot out there. I'm pretty sure it's 90 in most places, I think. This is Kansas Public Radio.
For America's 250th, Morning Edition decided to find out more about some of the artifacts that have shaped our culture. Like, why is Dizzy Gillespie's trumpet bent?
It fell and decided he liked the strange new sound.
And how was Kermit the Frog made?
He cut a ping pong ball in half for the eyes.
Start your day with us and start really seeing things. Weekday mornings on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Morning Edition is here for you weekdays from 5 to 9 a.m. with Matthew Algio. We are live, we are local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we are KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, and KANQ Chanute 90.3. You can listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Do you have an old car or truck taking up space in your garage? Well, if you donate it to KPR, you get a tax deduction, and we can turn that donation into funding all of the programming here that you love so much. It's a great way to support us, so you can learn more about that at kansaspublicradio.org. It is, technically, 88 degrees here in Lawrence, going up to 90. I'll be back with more music. Jeff Watson's up next on KPR.
Line.